K99.3 WKVI. I'm Anita Gooden from Behind the Wheel, and joining me today is Brennan Newberry. Brennan, you drive in the truck series, do a little bit of nationwide series racing, is that right?
In 2013, I ran the full NASCAR Camperworld Truck Series schedule with NTS Motorsports, the team that my father and I have started. And we've always had our eye on looking towards nationwide races, you know, in the future. Is something that it's just the next step. It's just what we want to look at. So for 2014, we decided that we really want to run as many races as possible. And since the Nationwide Series costs a little bit more than the Truck Series, we said, well, why don't we do something a little bit different? So we did. In 2014, we added on Greg Alding, who is a young up-and-coming racer. He's competed really well, and we felt like he was a great addition to our family-based team. So I'm going to actually run full-time in the NASCAR Can-Am Pro Series East Division for the points for the championship. And I'm going to run 12 events in the National Camperworld Truck Series. And what we're going to try to do is bring in other drivers, such as Cup drivers, Nationwide drivers, to really make our R&D department for our Truck Series really strong and have a really good shot at going for the championship come 2015.
Wow, that sounds like a busy schedule.
Yeah, it is. I think we're going to be anywhere between 33 and 36 races this year, which is about the same as a Cup schedule, but we'll just be running in different divisions and whatnot. But you know, being in the seat at any time is vital. It's key, and it's what's going to make myself and my teammate Greg Gaudin and NTS Motorsports really thrive with our drivers and with our team as we go forward.
Talk a little bit about the K&N Pro Series East for our listeners who may not be familiar with the series.
Really, the slogan for the K&N Pro Series as a whole, they have an East and West division, is drivers of today, stars of tomorrow. And that's really what the big thing is. There's tons of people that have ran that series before. You know, Kurt Busch is from there. Kevin Harvick won a championship there. And you have plenty of your main Cup drivers that have gone through the series. Ty Dillon's ran it before. Austin Dillon has won Rookie of the Year in that series before. I mean, there's a lot of drivers that have even won championships that are in the Cup Series now. Like I said, Austin Dillon and even Kyle Larson won the East Championship 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So this series is a really big development series. They're old Cup and Nationwide cars and have less horsepower motors. They're on a different type of tire than your top three series. But, I mean, for the most part, it's still good racing. You have everything from the short tracks of New Smyrna, Florida, or the Battle at the Beach at Daytona, which were half-mile, 3/8-mile tracks. And you have up to places like Dover, Delaware, and New Hampshire. Then you have the road courses like they're going to this year with Watkins Glen and Virginia International Raceway. So we're running on big stages like the Cup guys. Then we also dip into the weekly short track series races at Langley, at Pensacola, Florida. So they really hit everything on that spectrum. So it really makes it easy for drivers such as myself to go to this series and then transfer over to the Trucks Nationwide Series.
Sounds like a great series to actually grow up with and to gain experience for the higher levels.
It really is. I actually, my first ever start in the K&N Pro Series division was actually on the West Coast at the Toyota All-Star Showdown in Irwindale, California, which was one of the big premier events before the season got started. What was it, 2010? And it was my first ever start there. I'm originally from California. I'm California-based. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until last year when we moved our efforts and our motorsports program to North Carolina, just because that's where a lot of the other teams were succeeding. And if we wanted to move up in the sport, we felt that's where we needed to be. But ever since I started racing, when I started in 2000, it was all California-based. I'm from Bakersfield, mm-hmm. just like Kevin Harvick is from Casey Mears, and even some IndyCar guy named Rick Mears, who has won the Indy 500. And yep. Everyone knows who Kevin Harvick is. He's a very big name in the sport, and Casey Mears has even had some success as well. That's what all of our efforts were until we started looking and said, if we're going to dedicate and sacrifice this much time, let's do it to where we know we can be really successful, and that's North Carolina. So we work with Kevin Harvick and are actually in his old shop in Kernersville, North Carolina. That's where our Truck and K&N Pro Series programs are based out of now. That series, the K&N Pro Series, is amazing. I've had 10 starts in that series up until the start of the 2014 season. And that was just sporadically over the last few years when I've been running my late model cars in California, running some of my truck starts, some of my ARCA series starts. And, you know, it was, like I said, last year is when we moved all of our efforts to North Carolina. I moved to North Carolina away from my California-based home, anything I've ever known. And really going for this career I've put my focus on.
You're getting a little closer to California this weekend. We were talking off air that you were in Phoenix and bragging about how wonderful and warm it is. So what are you doing in Phoenix this weekend?
Gray and I have both ran our first races in NASCAR Can-Am Pro Series East Division, which was New Smyrna and the Daytona Battle at the Beach, which was the week preceding up to my first Camping World Truck Series race at Daytona. And so since we have this weekend off, we decided why not add another race and travel some more, since that's really all we know to do. We decided to come out to the season opener for the NASCAR Can-Am Pro Series West Division, which is here at Phoenix. A race that in 2011 I got the pole for, and a race 2013 where which my teammate Greg Galding won. So we decided to come over here. Phoenix is a great place. It's a really big venue with all the NASCAR Sprint Cup guys and NASCAR Nationwide teams. So it's just a big stage for us to use the same cars, get more experience for us to compete better in the NASCAR Can-Am Pro Series East. It's just a fun place to come, and it's really warm because it's probably going to be about 60 or 70 here today with the sun shining and a slight breeze. And so I don't mean to to talk bad about all the East Coast places, because I know it's pretty chilly over there, but anytime you can get out of the cold, at least for one day, it makes all those cold days not seem so bad.
Well, and you were sort of in a rainy Florida over the weekend. Talk about how you ran in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race at Daytona.
I think we ran really well. We had to go to a backup because of mishap in practice. And I think our backup was really just as good as our primary. I think we had really good speed. We unfortunately didn't get to qualify with this new qualifying format that the NASCAR Nationwide Series got to perform, and the NASCAR Sprint Cup guys would get to perform this weekend in Phoenix. But we went by our practice speed, which put us pretty far back in the field. We were about 26. Not really where we wanted to be. We felt like being up front in track position would kind of keep you out of the mess. From the drop of the green flag, my crew chief Jerry Kennan and my spotter Tim Fedewa, who Tim Fedewa is actually the same spotter for my hometown hero Kevin Harvick, we decided that we need to try to give ourselves some really good track position. We had a teammate in that race. I was in the 24 truck. The 20 truck was piloted by a guy that we had known for a little bit. His name is John King. We were both sponsored by GunBroker.com, which is probably one of the biggest websites on the internet right now. It's pretty unbelievable. Our goal was to get both of us up into the front pack to make sure that we can stay out of the big one. And so we did. We run in the top 12, top 15 all race. Once we got there, we wanted to be patient, be smart, bide our time. And unfortunately, the big one happened right in front of us, and John and I were both involved in it. Really nothing of our doing. Just, whatever the smoke is in front of you, you can't really see. Try to avoid the best you can. Try to come out with the least amount of damage or no damage at all. And unfortunately, we both had damage. It was our NTS Motorsports crew that pulled together both the 20 and the 24 teams. Our wreck was about with 20 to go. And with 10 to go, they got us back out on track just to gain some of those value points and positions for the race, so that later on in the year, as NTS Motorsports goes for two opportunities at a owner's championship with the 20 and 24 truck for 2014, we just tried to get everything we could out of that. Even though not the finish that we wanted, we leave Daytona with a lot of positive because our team worked together. We had problems in practice. Our team got both of our trucks running really good. Now, next time when we get to qualify, which the next race for the Trucks Series will be March 29th at Martinsville, Virginia, we know what we have there. We know what we're taking there. We have notes. A lot of things are still pretty brand new. With the truck energy, with the new nose, with the new tail that all the manufacturers have put out for the 2014 season, we don't know how the new qualifying is going to affect us at Martinsville. And really, we don't know how the races are going to pan out. We just know that Martinsville is a place where you have to beat and bang and work your way up to the front. I hope that Daytona has given us the race to dust off our shoulders and really knock all the bugs out. Now we can go and race for wins and race for really good positions as we go out through the 2014 season.
Yeah, I think you'll have a pretty good chance at the paperclip at Martinsville to put on a good show with the short track.
Yeah, and I do too. The truck series was really born where I'm from, in Bakersfield, California, at Mason Run Raceway, a racetrack that I watched my dad race at for about 4 years, a racetrack that I watched Kevin Harvick grow up on and win track championships and races, and a place where one of my old crew chiefs, Gary Collins, created the first ever National Camping World Truck. And it was in Bakersfield, California, at Mason Run, where the truck series started and why it is what it is today. The Ford camp is who went to Gary and asked him to do it, and he created it in his garage in Bakersfield, and that's why we had the Truck Series today. So I feel very, very lucky, and I feel the Truck Series is very special to me because it was born where I was. It was born and originated in Bakersfield, California. It originated in my hometown, and something I can be really proud of.
Absolutely. That's great history.
It is. I mean, you know, and that's really what our sport is about. It's about history, and it's about people, and it's about commitment and dedication. Without everybody who's put in their 2 cents into the sport, without every historical finish, without every big name that's come through our series, NASCAR wouldn't be what it is today, and especially wouldn't be what it is today without our fans. They are incredible, and when we keep gaining fans every day, every weekend, NASCAR is doing a really great job to, you know, change with the times, but not really lose sight of their core fans, lose sight of their core being, and that is for us to go and put on great races for the fans, to race to the end, and really just give everything we have, because any given day, one person is going to be the winner, and all the other people are going to be chasing them the very next weekend, trying to do the exact same thing. So we have not lost that core being of NASCAR racing, and we haven't lost our core fans, which is huge to us, and the fact that we can still gain more fans with all the new types of entertainment, all the new types of sports and competition around, the fact that NASCAR can still be thriving is pretty incredible, and I'm very lucky to be a part of it.
Well, I got one more question for you.
All right, I'm ready.
This is a tough one. I don't know. What is your favorite kind of cake?
My favorite type of what?
Cake.
Cake?
Yeah.
Where I am in the Bakersfield, California, my favorite part of the year is when the strawberry patches are going, and you can go on about any corner there, since agriculture is very big in Bakersfield. I've always been a huge strawberry fan, so it doesn't matter what it is. It could be strawberry pie, strawberry ice cream, especially strawberry cake. Yeah, my birthday was on February 9th, and so my mom always gets me this huge, big strawberry cake, and it was about triple layered with strawberry icing and strawberry filling. So,
holy
yeah,
smokes.
That's my dream cake right there.
I got to have her number. Sounds
yeah,
great.
Mom always knows best, huh?
That's right. Yep, got to call Mama Newberry. Get
yes,
me some
definitely.
Cake. All right. Well, Brendan, good luck to you this season, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me on, and I hope that you can stay a little bit warm once the summer hits. I've been in Indiana before during summer, and sometimes you wish it was winter.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I hope that you have a great one, and thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. That's Brendan Newberry here on Behind the Wheel. I'm Anita Gooden.